If you're feeling uninspired in your life and it all seems to be grinding to a bit of a halt, what can you do to re-inspire yourself? Christine Clacy from Talent for Business helps people within companies find their inspiration.
Well, what I've found to be particularly helpful is to think about things that have inspired you in the past. So to spend some time thinking through, well, when were times that I really enjoyed what I was doing? You know, what did I used to love maybe when I was a child? What hobbies do I have that I really enjoy doing? When are times when I felt really satisfied, really enthusiastic? Times when things have been really good for you. And then to look at, well, how can I start doing some of those things again now?
Is it always about doing something else? You might say, well, I'm going to stay in my job, but I'm going to do this hobby on the side. Or in fact, can you use the same principles to re-inspire you in a job that perhaps has gone a little bit grey for you?
Yeah, you can use the same principles to inspire yourself in a job. You almost like to put that life back into your role. Right, let me give you a good example. Creativity is something that in the past I really used to enjoy. So I was one of those like types that used to enjoy art. And then I failed my art O-level. And it almost like decided, right, that's it, I'm just not creative. And more recently, I've discovered that it's really good to get some of that back into what I do. So I had a couple of opportunities where I've been able to like just do a painting workshop and found how much I loved it. So now what I'm doing is creating presentations and things. So I'm using PowerPoint, you know, very much a computer-based package, but it's allowing me to bring creativity back into what I do. So I'm finding that that's re-energizing me in a work environment by bringing some of my passion back in.
And if you were trying to work out those sort of things that could re-inspire you, then what other questions would you ask yourself? You get yourself into that zone of things that you enjoyed before, but there must be some questions you need to ask.
Yeah, a good question would be, you know, what am I really passionate about? So think now about, you know, what is it that really inspires you? That's another good question. Who do you find inspiring? What is it that they do? And what is it about what they do that really inspires you? Start to look at the times when you really feel that you're more energised, or you've noticed that you feel that way, and start almost paying attention to that. It's about increasing your level of awareness of the things that you really enjoy doing.
And is there a danger that in fact what you'll find out is what you're doing is completely the wrong thing, you need to change altogether?
For some people that happens, but more likely what will happen is that you'll find that there are some elements of what you do that actually you quite enjoy doing. But it is around paying attention to that. You know, I think sometimes we get into that, oh, I'm just working 9 to 5 and, you know, I don't want to be here. But if you start to drill down into, well, actually, I enjoy connecting with people. Maybe I enjoy chatting over a coffee. There will be some times during the day when you actually do enjoy what you're doing. Look at how you can get more of that into your day-to-day job.
Is there a difference in how men and women respond to this kind of thing?
I tend to find that women, on the whole, a sweeping generalisation here, but they do love to connect with people. So finding opportunities where they can do more, almost like socialising, but in a work environment. So, you know, making women responsible for building teams or bringing teams together, being the person who actually cares about the other people in a team, can be something that inspires them or helps them to feel more part of the job, really enjoying what they're doing. For men, it tends to be more around liking to have that feeling of achievement. So finding things where you can actually make them feel they've done a great job or help them to play to that strength more can be something which, again, they will find really motivates them and makes them feel more part of what's going on. It's also good to have a really good mix of men and women involved in something. So quite often in a work environment, you can find it's all male or all female, and then you don't get the same energy that you do when you get both sides. So if you've got the men achieving and you've got the women supporting and encouraging and building the team, it can be a really good combination.
And if you're actually managing a team yourself or running a business, how can you use these same techniques to motivate and encourage your staff?
If you're managing a team, then it's really important that you work out what motivates your staff. It's going to be different for every person. You can't just assume that giving them more money is going to be the thing that motivates them. So spending the time to really connect with them, listen to them, ask them questions around what is it that's motivated them in the past, what do they really enjoy, and look at how you can use the different strengths of the different people in your team to really make that team bond, gel, and be much more of a high-performing team, rather than just assuming because they're in one role, that must be the only thing that they're good at.
And how do I go about finding out exactly what they're good at?
Well, a good way to start that is sit down with each one individually and get them to just talk about times when they've really enjoyed what they were doing. What you find with talent is it's often something that people are just blissfully unaware of. You know, they're so good at it that they take it for granted. They assume everybody else does it in the same way. So it's actually easier for you or for their colleagues to see what they're good at than it is for them. But if you get them to sit down and really spend some time thinking through, well, this is what I enjoy, you can, with them, help them get to that essence of, well, actually, this is where your real talent is. Another good clue is to look back at where they've been successful in the past and maybe talk to people that they've worked with in the past. Quite often organisations use feedback mechanisms like 360-degree feedback. And again, that can give some really good clues as to, well, this person's really exceptional at that. So just spend that time and help them, encourage them to spend that time really getting to that essence of, you know, here's what I love to do, here's where my talents are.
That's Christine Clacy.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.